McAllen Delegation for McAllen Day in Austin. Texas Border Business. A delegation of City of McAllen leaders, including elected officials, city manager and department representatives, along with partners from the McAllen Chamber of Commerce and McAllen Economic Development Corporation, is in Austin to meet with state lawmakers and agency officials to advocate for key priorities that will impact the future of McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley. Among the top issues to be discussed are infrastructure and transportation, seeking state funding and support for major roadway expansions, drainage improvements, and transit initiatives to enhance mobility and reduce congestion. Economic development. Promoting policies that attract business investment, support small businesses, and create job opportunities in McAllen and the surrounding region. Education. Advocating for increased funding for local schools, workforce development programs, and higher education opportunities, including collaborating with UTRGV to create unique educational programs and partnerships, through the development of Quinta Mazatlan's Center for Urban Ecology. Healthcare. Addressing the need for expanded medical services, improved access to healthcare, and funding for hospitals and emergency response initiatives. More from McAllen Day in Austin. Q&A session with Jim Darling, past chairman of the board, McAllen Chamber of Commerce, and Honorable Brian Daniel, chairman and commissioner representing the Public Texas Workforce Commission. Discussion focused on developing opportunities in emerging industries by developing a prepared workforce. Texas Senator Adam Hinojosa, District 27, and Luis Scenes, President, Texas Public Affairs, discussed the upcoming legislative session and the priorities for projects that will provide jobs and recommendations growth, while collaboration with Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa on projects to benefit the region. Discussions with key legislators. City leaders will engage in discussions with key legislators, including members of the Texas Rio Grande Valley delegation, as well as state agencies, to highlight the needs of McAllen and explore potential partnerships and funding opportunities. Senator Adam Hinojosa with City of McAllen Commissioners Tony Aguirre, Joaquin Zamora, Sebi Haddad, Rudy Castillo, Pepe Cabeza de Vaca, Isaac Tawil, McAllen City Manager Javier Villalobos, McAllen Mayor Herschel Patel, McAllen Chamber of Commerce Chairman of the Board and Pablo Tagle III, McAllen Chamber of Commerce Board Member. Driving Tourism. Lee Wooldridge, Vice President, Visit McAllen, and Adriana Cruz, Executive Director, Governor's Office of Texas Economic Development and Tourism, discuss the value and partnership between local communities and the Governor's Office to help drive tourism. Culture and recreational activities play a crucial role in economic development, which helps attract business, investment, and talent to the community. Healthcare advocacy. Moderators Laura Disk, CEO of Rio Grande Regional Hospital, and Brenda Ivory, CEO of South Texas Health System Heart Hospital, discuss healthcare issues with Sarah Gonzalez, Vice President of Advocacy and Public Policy of Texas Hospital Association. Among issues important for hospitals in the Rio Grande Valley include workforce development to help grow the medical care available throughout the region, and partnering with local governments to help develop and grow healthy communities. Representative Guillen. Texas Representative Ryan Guillen, District 31, addressed the delegation briefly, thanking the leadership of McAllen for the growth of the Rio Grande Valley. Education Panel. Moderator Veronica Gonzalez Sr., Vice President for Governmental and Community Relations for UTRGV, discusses top educational issues with Mike Morath, Commissioner of Education for Texas Education Agency. Key issues addressed included attracting and keeping qualified teachers by providing substantive training and proper compensation. Additionally, addressing college readiness for Rio Grande Valley students, from elementary through high school, is key to create an educated workforce. Other key programs that Rio Grande Valley educational institutions are focusing on are expanding vocational training programs to better prepare students for workforce.